You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now. He's discussing a serious issue of the day, the laws governing abortion here and in Ireland.
And a very good morning to you all. Few subjects are as impassioned as the subject of abortion. Recently, we had the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and the state of Mississippi is in the news at the moment because the last remaining abortion clinic there is in danger of going out of business because lawmakers in Mississippi have forced the clinic to abide by a set of impossible rules and regulations. The lawmakers can't actually shut down the clinic, but it seems they can make it impossible for it to operate. Some of you listening may very well be delighted with this news. Others, disgusted. Like I said, it's a very impassioned and emotive subject, and I'm sure you don't need reminding. In Ireland, abortion is legal only in the case where the mother's life is threatened. Even then, however, it's not really cut and dry. Recently, a young woman died when a hospital refused to abort the fetus, despite the woman's request. She was told there was no hope of life for the fetus since she had miscarried. But the hospital refused to perform the abortion, saying that there was still a fetal heartbeat. The young woman would subsequently go on to die of blood poisoning and organ failure. Currently, there is an investigation public inquiry underway to determine if the hospital was negligent. Most of us expect legislation in Ireland to be enacted in order to clarify the rights of the mother, and some in Ireland are predicting abortion on demand will become available. Who knows? Currently, a woman who wants to obtain an abortion in Ireland has to fly to England in order to receive one, and thousands do so every year. I personally know of someone close to me who had to do this, and she was very bitter about the failure of the Irish state to live up to its responsibilities to women. I sometimes wonder if the only people who ought to be allowed the subject of abortion were women over the age of 21. Too often, those in the front lines of the debate are either too young, teenagers burdened with the weight of omniscience and idealism, or men, many of whom would run as soon as the baby enters the world. All too often, it is the woman who was left, literally, holding the baby. I have no answers to this moral and ethical dilemma, except maybe for myself. And I'm sorry if by raising it I've upset your day. I know it is an upsetting subject. But, like the debt crisis, global warming and gun control, it's very serious. Unlike those subjects, however, it is literally a question of life and death. So it does deserve our attention. And it may very well continue to do so, because by its very nature it might never ever be resolved. In the past 30 years alone, Ireland has had 5 referenda just on this subject. One thing, however, that I am sure of is that if every state in this nation were to do what Mississippi is doing, where then would American women go to get an abortion? Canada? Mexico? But don't they have a constitutional right to obtain one here? Well, maybe you think the Constitution needs amending. It's not like that can't be done. But should it be amended? Like it or not, I do think we will be discussing this issue until the end of our lives. Have a very good day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.